Life Audio.
Hi, listeners. Bonnie is taking a break for just a little while longer, but while she's gone, we wanted to take the opportunity to introduce you to a new show in the Life Audio Network, Get Your Brave On, hosted by Amanda Carroll. Amanda adopted the phrase "Get Your Brave On" 10 years ago when she became a single mother of three. Her podcast is dedicated to helping you live strong and courageously, no matter what life throws at you. In today's episode, Amanda talks with Hillsong Worship's Brooke Litterwood about taking drastic action to get unstuck in life. If you like this episode, just search for Get Your Brave On in your favorite podcast app or at lifeaudio.com. And be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
You feel sometimes like your life is on pause. You are stagnant, but deep inside, you want to burst out into a new life. This podcast is for you. Season 2, Episode 7 of the Get Your Brave On podcast, Take Drastic Action. Plus a special guest co-host today. You might remember her from Hillsong Worship, Brooke Litterwood. You've probably sung her music in church like this. And her new song, her drastic action that we're celebrating today with her.
There's honey in the rock, water in the storm.
I can't wait for you to hear her story of taking drastic action. I know it will inspire you. Right now, take a quick moment, if you could, copy the link to this podcast and be a hero for someone you know who is struggling with a plot twist in their life, divorce, job loss, or just plain lost without direction. Be a hero and send this to him today. All right, let's go. You must start your Get Your Brave On journey with one decision, one moment of drastic action to propel yourself forward out of this plot twist you're in right now. Hey, it's Amanda Carroll. I'm here to help you in this podcast, Season 2, Episode 7, Taking Drastic Action. Some people just like think about a dream. Some people talk to everyone for advice about that dream. Some people even try to do a few things to achieve that dream. But brave babes like you and I take drastic action. So there is nothing left but to achieve that dream. And I've got a fellow brave babe here with us. She has been the head of Hillsong Worship for 17 years, just released a new album called Seven. Brooke Litterwood, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is really cool. So this drastic action thing, I feel like this is exactly what you're doing. For me, drastic action is just one moment that you make a decision to propel yourself forward. Maybe you've had a plot twist in life. You know, I've been through divorce and single motherhood and job loss, multiple plot twists. Maybe you're at the point where you're like, I need some kind of change in my life. In the last episode, we talked about learning Kaizen, just doing 1% more every single day. Now, this is my favorite part. I'm so excited for you to be at this point in your brave journey. This is the moment where you stop thinking about changing your life and you actually do it. Maybe you circled a date on the calendar, one of the early episodes. You found your why. The motivation you need to accomplish something new. Your mindset is focused on positive things and you're getting away from limited beliefs.
Move it, move it.
Now it is time
to
move it.
Move it.
Move it.
Yes,
why can't this be fun? Move it like you're in the movie Madagascar. Claim that dream, girl. Taking drastic action means you are drawing a line in the sand today. You will decide that first step you are going to take to achieve that dream, what it is. And it has to be a big enough step that there is no turning back from this step. Maybe it's putting down that money to buy that house finally. Maybe it's signing up for those classes to go back to school or walking into your boss's office and saying, hey, I deserve that raise. Think like Julia Roberts in the movie Notting Hill.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
She stood there in front of Hugh Grant, so vulnerable, putting it all down on the line that there was no turning back. Massively brave moment. Now it's your turn. I bet you already kind of have an idea of what you want to do. So, Brooke, have you ever taken drastic action to achieve a dream in life, like the point of no return?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me,
often the drastic action is just doing what God has said when it flies in the face of all appearances of logic and reason. I think, you know, sometimes God asks us to step out and do something, and there will be a million reasons why practically it can't work. But I was actually in church a couple of weeks ago, and the person speaking said this one. They were talking about Jonathan and his armor bearer going up against the Philistines. They were completely outnumbered, outweaponed, all of this stuff. But he said this. The person sharing the message said this one line. He said, "You have to move toward the possibility of victory." And I think that is such a word. Sometimes, even when it seems like you are completely outnumbered, outgunned, if God has said it, you have to move toward the possibility of victory. Because then when the victory comes about, your faith, your courage will be built, because you actually know that all you did was have to take a step and you see God do the rest. And that will embolden you when the next time for drastic action comes. You can step out with a greater portion of boldness because you've seen God come through and deliver you before.
Yes, the possibility of victory. Write that down, brave babes. I just wrote that one down. Because so often we don't take drastic action, I think, because we wonder, oh no, what if I fail? And then I've got egg on my face. But we don't have to be assured of victory. We just have to believe in the possibility of victory.
That's right.
How do we get through that question? How do you push through, you know, an amazing music career in all different formats? How have you pushed through, like, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to go do this pop album, or I'm going to go join this worship group, or I'm going to go do this album. How have you pushed through the possibility of victory and maybe a doubt of failure instead of, like, being assured of victory?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, this album that we've just released, Seven, as a perfect example of that. And an example of obedience. I never wanted to release an album of worship songs under my name. You know, I've, like I said, gotten the honor of serving as part of my church. You know, we're not a band, we're a church for 17 years now, and have been the head of Hillsong Worship for the past 5 years or so. And I'm so happy. I love that. I love being part of a team. But when in May last year, when God gave these songs in such a particular and peculiar way, and with friends outside of our church, therefore it couldn't be an album by my church because it wasn't written with people who were part of our church. I knew that I either had the choice of saying yes to what we felt God was asking of my husband and I and doing it independently, or the options for that were, do we step out and do we obey and take this huge risk, or do we not? Do we stay safe? Do we stay with what has always been? And for me, I have seen God bring about impossible victories so often in my life. It wasn't that I had confidence in myself necessarily, but I have confidence in who God is in this point of my life, and I was able to. We were able to trust him, and the delight that we have experienced in stepping out completely on the water and trusting God with this has just been, I've experienced some of the sweetest and holiest days of my life walking out this particular step of obedience.
Yes. Brooke just said an awesome thing. I love that idea that when we do step out and believing the possibility of victory, that is where the growth happens in your life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Brooke, but I've nowhere in my Bible have I said or found anything of God saying, just like, be extra cautious and super safe. I haven't seen that.
It's so true.
Like, I can't.
It's not in there.
It's not. You know, everywhere it's, have I not commanded you, declares the Lord, to live a strong and courageous life, which is what my life verse is. But I also love the promise that he goes with you wherever you go. David took drastic action. I mean, he volunteered to fight Goliath, and all he had was a little stone, and he won, changing the course of history. Ruth took drastic action. She moved to another country to survive a famine after her husband's death and ended up marrying the wealthy Boaz and became the matriarch and in the line of Jesus, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And I also think no matter what is going on in your life, you can take drastic action. So many times we beat up ourselves because of our past and think we're not worthy. But take the example of the woman at the well. you know, sinful woman, according to her society, met Jesus one day at the well by herself, ran home to tell everyone that the Messiah had arrived. That was pretty drastic. And she was the first person Jesus proclaimed his identity to.
There is a great reward for drastic action.
Brooke, and we were talking about taking these big moments when God, we feel like God is telling us to do something. We have this dream and this desire in our heart, whether it's super spiritual or not, that you want to do. How have you seen success because you've put it out there? Can you help us understand the victory that is possible when we decide to basically say yes?
You know, it's interesting because I think we do often associate victory and success with these big steps of faith or seemingly big steps of obedience. But, you know, one thing that I've observed or noted in my own life and from the, you know, being in community, looking at the lives around me, is it's often actually the small steps of obedience and the small decisions to be consistent in the seemingly small things that actually are usually the things that that bring about that eventual victory. So for the person who is having the courage to keep to stay in forgiveness, you know, to stay, whether there's a relationship that's tricky. And, you know, I'm not saying don't draw healthy boundaries at all. But you know, when we, it's like almost like sometimes the things that are going to bring about the victory are actually not necessarily the big, huge moments, but they are the small everyday decisions to be brave. That often are going to mean we end up locating ourselves in a place of victory.
Yeah, it's like creating a habit of bravery, like every single
day.
You're just going to take a short break. Thanks so much to our sponsor. When we come back, Brooke's story of how she decided to get her brave on by refusing to just stay to herself and be vulnerable in a community of people of faith. That's next. Thank you. Hanging out with Brooke Ligertwood from Hillsong Worship. Now's got her own solo album called Seven. Brooke, do you have a specific example where like a little thing ended up becoming a big victory?
I think, yeah. I mean, and it's not going to sound sexy, but no. You know, even community, like being in community and making a decision to be part of community, that can be tough to walk out sometimes. There's times when community is tough, when we hurt each other, when we mess up, when we are walking through situations which are tricky. But, you know, in my own life now, I've been part of my husband and I've been part of our church for 17 years longer for my husband. Actually, he got saved in our youth ministry as a teenager, but I think the fruit now and the richness and the depth of relationship of staying in community when you have choices to be offended about things, you know, you have the choice to remain bitter about something or to forgive and move on, and when you are able to push through those seasons and stay in healthy community, then the benefit, not just to your own lives, but also generationally is so powerful. So I would just say, yeah, the richness and the beauty of community is one of those examples that's so tangible in my own life and my own family.
And that's what I want to create with my Get Your Brave On community, Brave Babes, you know, a community of women that support each other. I call it the gospel of with. You know, we just like that verse, have I not commanded you, declares the Lord, to be strong and courageous. God promises he'll be with you wherever you go. And is that what you feel like it makes you brave sometimes? Is I think we need to be with each other, that same, just like God is our example, to encourage each other to live a strong and courageous life instead of judging each other and criticizing each other. How has the power of with helped you to be more brave as you talk about the importance of your community?
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. The power of with is so powerful, and that's the great thing is that it's not actually a human idea. It's a God idea. Even the fact that God is three in one, the very fact that God exists in community, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that perfect union, perfect community. Obviously, our experience of community on earth is going to be imperfect because we're imperfect. But the power of with means we have people to remind us when we forget who we are, to remind us of the promises of God, to remind us that for us there is a future and a hope. You know, I think of, you know, the people in my life who love me enough to call me on my rubbish, you know, to say, hey, I don't think you're thinking about this here, or hey, here's another perspective. Have you considered this? Or, hey, Brooke, you know, just people who love you enough to tell you the truth, not to hurt you, but literally to heal you and to help you continue to grow into the woman that you've created to be, to continue to step into new areas of authority and anointing and peace and freedom. That doesn't come without a fight, and it often doesn't come without the witness of others. And then the beauty of that is that we then find ourselves, you know, the Corinthians talks about how the God of all comfort who comforts us so that we can comfort others in their distress. The comfort we receive, the beauty that we receive from the Lord doesn't reach its fullness until we are living lives of with, so that we can then be sources of the provision and the love of God through the comfort we can extend to others.
Absolutely. I read once, and forgive me to the author who I'm stealing this line from, I can't remember who wrote it, but that somebody else needs the comeback story within you. Mm. Like the comeback story within you and all the things that you've been through on your journey, there's somebody else in a community that needs to hear that, because it could be just the thing that they need to hear. So we have to be brave enough to share our junk, in my opinion, and how you got through it, to help each other.
First of all, I would say if that's you and that's what you're walking through at the moment, and you just feel a hesitation, even a dread, about opening yourself up to the risk of being hurt again, first of all, I'd say, my gosh, God has so much compassion for you, and there is so much healing and freedom that He actually wants you to experience in this particular area of your life. It's like we talked about before, about the possibility of victory. You've got a decision to make. Will you stay where you are and withhold the benefit or the gift of God that He wants to give you through community? Or will you take a risk and move toward the possibility of victory? Because yes, there probably will be opportunities for you to be offended again, and honestly, probably for you to offend other people again. But there's also the possibility of a depth of friendship and community and healing that God actually wants to extend to you. And so can I just encourage you to move toward the possibility of victory? Take a risk, be open, endure like the awkwardness, give it time, give yourself time, give other people time. Relationships and trust aren't built overnight. And give it a chance again.
That's beautiful. We should. That could be your drastic action. The one little habit of just saying, okay, I'm going to open up myself, and surround yourself with people that will build you up and help you be more brave and take more steps of drastic action. You know, I think of moments of drastic action that I've taken in my life. I remember I stood up to my ex-husband when I realized he was cheating. I said, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. He left the family suddenly one night a few weeks later. He ended up on my doorstep begging for a chance to come back. I don't know what I was thinking, but I gave him a chance. I felt like I had to because I had three little kids and no job. And I never even paid a bill on my own before. So I let him come over. And at the time we had a home theater in the basement, and I think he missed his subwoofer or something. So he came by to watch a movie like it was old times and talk. And like a crazy woman, I thought maybe I could just win him back and he would discover the error of his ways because of all my love and homemade popcorn. I was wrong. He was downstairs putting on a movie, and I was upstairs in the kitchen making popcorn just the way he liked it. And I noticed he left his phone on the charger in the kitchen. So naturally, I started spying. Not proud of that, but I did. This was before iPhones had passcodes and face IDs. Even though he swore to me the night he left that it wasn't because of another woman, I still suspected. I didn't fully believe him. I wanted to, but I had that voice of wiser woman in my head and not emotionally attached friends that told me I should suspect, even my own mother. I wondered why all of a sudden he started working out like crazy and shaving his chest hair off. I found it. I
my greatest nightmare was staring at me when I saw her name pop up on his phone while my corn was popping on the stove. I clicked, I read, I took drastic action. I actually responded. I sent back a text to her. Hi, this is his wife, Amanda. He's downstairs watching a movie while our three kids are upstairs asleep. I'll have him call you back. I didn't know what had overtaken that broken down girl that night. I had the courage of like Edgy Threadgood from the movie Fried Green Tomatoes.
To Wanda.
I somehow managed to calmly walk down to the basement, sit in my chair, smirking and calmly eating my bowl of popcorn and said, you want to tell me about these texts? Because I just let her know you'd call her back after the movie with your wife. Turns out she didn't know he was married with kids. They usually never do. Not a surprise. So yeah, that was over. Secret out. Drastic action. The next drastic action was applying for jobs, moving across the country with three kids, and finally living a life I love. Your Get Your Brave On journey will be a series of drastic actions too. Once you take the first, you'll get addicted. Tell me a little bit more about Seven, the album. Is there a piece, I mean, we could play a little hook, as they say in our business, for the Get Your Brave On listeners. Is there a song or a worship song that you feel like would help us have the guts to take drastic action and live a more strong and courageous life?
Oh, I do. I think there's the perfect song.
Okay.
There's a song called Honey in the Rock that I wrote with friends Brandon Lake and Mitch Wong, and Brandon actually leads the song with me, and it is a song about sweetness in the wilderness from Psalm 81. If you're walking through a wilderness, and it's such a joyful song as well, so if you put it on, it's gonna okay. It's gonna give you a little boost of joy and a boost of courage. But it's, you know, it's a song about the wilderness seasons that we're in, but about how God provides sweetness and sustenance for us in him, in the rock. It is sweet to trust in Jesus, and he is able to make even the most barren chapters of our lives, he is able to bring about what we need to not just survive, but to experience a sweetness that isn't possible without that life-giving connection to the rock. So that's one I think that our listeners here will really enjoy.
I love it. Here's a quick clip of the song.
There's honey in the rock, water in the snow.
Again, that's Honey and the Rock, Brooke Litchertwood. It's now on radio stations, Spotify, wherever you like to listen.
I'm convinced sometimes you just need like a theme song to life. I mean, like, you know, some days, you know, it might be something silly.
Yeah.
That you have, but just your day goes better when you have a little bit of a theme song like that to just, you know, to just like, okay, I got this. I can move forward. I can take drastic action and go apply for that job that I've been wanting, or I can take drastic action and fill out something to go back to school to finish your degree, or whatever it is, that dream that you're chasing down. This Get Your Brave On and Brave Babes community, and Brooke is here. We're all here to say, you got this. Remember to believe, mm-hmm. as Brooke said, in the possibility of victory. Wow. I love that. Brooke, do you have any other brave lessons? Like if you had 2 minutes to sit down with someone who is a little afraid of the next step in their journey of faith or in their life, if you could just give a little brave rallying cry, just like, you got this, girl. Can you talk to those of us that are just kind of like Peter, we're in the boat and we're just not ready to swing our leg over the side of the boat to walk on water yet. Help us get there.
You know, I have two little girls. They're 4 and 6 years old. And so we have a lot of talks about what it means to be brave and what it means to be courageous. And, you know, particularly my 6-year-old, she just started kindergarten this year. And gosh, I really didn't remember that it started so early, the things that kids have to deal with in school and, you know, the people wanting to play with you one day and not wanting to play with you the next day. And I feel like, you know, the challenges that that we as women can also experience, like in grown-up life. And so, you know, we talk to our little girls a lot about courage and how it's always our decision, and that that brave doesn't mean that you're not scared. bravery is doing things even when you're afraid, and the power of free will, that we have a choice. That, and you know, I always tell my daughters that, I said, mommy and daddy aren't going to make you do anything. It's always going to be your choice. Let's talk about the power of your choices, and that it's yours to make. And these are the consequences, the good consequences and perhaps the not so good consequences, and trying to encourage them to make choices that are ultimately going to be for their benefit, even if they feel a little bit scary at the time. And I think it's exactly the same for us. You know, bravery isn't not being scared. Bravery is doing things even when you're afraid, and knowing that sometimes it just takes making the choice. It seems like an impossible hurdle, but sometimes being brave is just making that choice and following through. And then you find an incredible amount of victory and freedom on the other side of that.
Awesome. I truly believe that drastic action, that moment of bravery, when you refuse to give into fear and you choose to move forward anyway, that is the moment that propels you forward. It breaks you out of your mundane routine. You know, it gets you to that next level. And sometimes it does. Sometimes it's a small, drastic action. Sometimes it's a big, drastic action, something where there's no turning back. And we're right here for you to always encourage you in that possibility of victory. Thank you so much for your time. You're incredible.
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to the Get Your Brave On podcast. Today, move towards the possibility of victory. Maybe you're ready to take that drastic action, the one decision that will propel you forward, break you out of your mundane routine, and get you to the next level. Make it big enough where there's no turning back. And don't worry, I'm here for you along the way. Sign up to be a part of our community, our Brave Babes, at getyourbraveon.info. We also have a private Facebook group. Just search Get Your Brave On 10-Day Challenge. And one more thing, maybe your drastic action today could be sharing this with a friend. You know someone that's going through some very uncertain times and needs some encouragement. Be their hero. Copy and paste this podcast and a text message to them, and maybe say, hey, believe in the possibility of victory today. So thank you to Brooke, and thank you to the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, single parenting, and more. Get your brave on.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Be honest. Since you got up this morning, have you done anything new? Tried any new foods? Listened to new music? Or taken a new route? The good news is, the day isn't over.
Hey, Lexus, turn it up.
And the reinvented Lexus RX is definitely something new, with heart-pounding design, intelligent technology, and the first-ever RX 500h performance hybrid. Never lose your edge with the all-new Lexus RX. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.